Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and it's time for another edition of Care or Don't Care.
All right.
If you haven't heard this before, it's really simple. I read a headline, and if my co-hosts say they care, then I'll share an interesting anecdote that'll boost your mood by 10 and your libido by 10,000.
Whoa.
But if they don't care, the letters and words from that anecdote will be rearranged into a scathing hate letter filled with conspiracy theories about Hollywood icon Tom Hanks claiming he's secretly selling black market pet fur in the state of Delaware.
No.
And everyone will believe it.
Only That's right. in Delaware.
That's what you want, then you won't care.
I kind of want to see if we can start this.
I don't.
Well, let's get to it. Your first headline, you'll never guess the top three things people in our country say are the most important to them. Any guesses? Care or don't care?
I love guessing things.
I don't really care. It's probably like Instagram followers. So
I care. I care.
You're never going
to
guess.
A recent poll asked thousands of people around the country to name the most important items in their life. Mm-hmm. And for the first time ever, phones were number one on the list.
Ooh. That was for the first time
Again,
ever?
Not yeah. surprising.
For the last 40 years, it had been cars.
Oh.
And then there was 29 years before that when it was cars too, with 1 year in the middle where it was karate headbands. Broke the streak in the mid-80s for 1 year.
That was a year I wish we really thrived.
So cars have now slid to number two, but phones being number one really isn't that surprising, no. like yeah. Alexis said.
They're amazing.
The shocking answer was number three.
What is it?
Any guesses?
My video game console.
Your couch?
My bed?
I love my couch right now.
If I gave you 50 attempts, I don't think you'd be able
what?
To get it.
Really? Food?
The third thing that people say is the most important thing to them is their refrigerator.
Oh, it is food, Jose.
Wow.
They say because of the pandemic, there's been a big shift in cooking and staying at home, so the fridge is now used more than ever before.
Whoa.
Wow.
Some people even give it a pet name and talk to it.
Whoa.
Wow.
Jose, what's the name of your fridge?
Oh, I don't know.
Stinky?
Yeah, stinky. I don't really talk with my fridge a lot because it smells.
No, you just kiss it.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's go to your next headline. The new TikTok trend that's got me soups jelly of a 9-year-old. Care or don't care?
You don't care.
You know I'm trying to be TikTok famous.
Oh,
I care.
I'm all about the TikTok trends. Care.
Got two cares. A few years ago, when the video game Fortnite first exploded onto the scene, when that first came out, there were thousands of YouTubers posting tutorials and fails and other lit content.
Yeah, I've watched a lot of them.
But one video slipped through the cracks and was recently rediscovered on TikTok. It's a Fortnite parody song based on the hit single by Estelle and Kanye West, American Boy.
Okay.
Oh, I love that song.
Apparently, some 9-year-old rewrote the lyrics to be all Fortnite-based, and he called it Chug Jug With You.
Oh, yeah!
Chug Jug's an item in the game that helps your character heal, or something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, now people on TikTok can't get enough of it.
Ooh, I'm excited! Why did I not care?
Here's a clip.
He said, hey, broski, got some heels in the shield pot. I need healing and I am only at 1 HP.
Oh.
Hey, dude, sorry. I found nothing on this safari. I checked the upstairs of that house, but not the underneath yet. There's a chest that's just down there. A storm is coming fast and you need heals to prepare.
Yeah.
I've got V-Bucks that I'll spend more than you can contend. I'm a cool pro Fortnite gamer. Cool pro Fortnite.
Oh my gosh. Well,
a few too many words for that.
Oh my gosh. You need to get him as a feature on your song of the week, Jeffrey.
Apparently, because that so parody cute. Song... It's now so approaching accurate. 3 million views on YouTube.
Wow.
And it's exploding on TikTok.
Come on, I see it now. Young Jeffrey featuring little Fortnite yeah. gamer. Oh,
I don't think he so would ever cute. Stoop so low as to join me now. He's eclipsed
dude.
Me. There's tons of comments on it.
So cute.
One person says, it totally slaps. Another person said, why am I so happy every time I hear this? You know, it's just one of those fun, upbeat parody songs,
yeah.
and it's sung by a little kid, so
it
that
is.
Instantly boosts its appeal.
Oh, and if you play Fortnite, it's very accurate.
I don't even play it.
I don't
like
either.
It.
Yeah. yeah, me too.
I can't wait for this kid to get a Grammy. Maybe Jimmy Fallon will have him on Late Night Talk Show. I'm still waiting for that invite.
You're not young enough, young Jeffrey.
No, I'm not.
Just not young enough.
Let's see if you guys care about this one. A popular chain restaurant just launched a new secret menu, and Jose's Uber Eats bill just tripled. Care or don't care?
I have to care.
I care. God, I'm not caring because I'm trying to protect Jose's Uber Eats bill.
Yeah, don't let me know about it.
We got two cares.
You got
I have
yeah,
to care.
Applebee's is launching a new online-only brand, meaning you can't order these items in the restaurant.
That's smart.
You can only get them through delivery services like Grubhub or Uber Eats and have them delivered to your door. So starting this week, customers...
Please tell me they're like all soups.
They can really order a menu item called Cosmic Wings, which are chicken wings coated and baked in two exclusive Cheeto sauces.
Oh, my yeah. God. Give it to me.
That sounds disgusting.
Oh, Jake is showing us a picture
no.
of
two?
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Why? I mean, one Cheeto sauce is enough.
Well, you get to choose. You choose which
oh,
one.
I see, I
you
see.
Can either get original or flaming hot Cheeto
flaming
seasoning.
Hot.
Plus, you can go Cheetos. Uber cosmic and bake your onion rings, waffle fries, or what? Chicken tender dippers in the Cheeto sauce as well.
Oh, yeah.
Is Applebee's finally just realizing who they are and finally going after the Taco Bell customers? Is that what they're doing?
It's a smart move.
I love it.
But apparently this idea started before the pandemic. But the timing now with the launch was just too good.
Okay.
Ever, yeah.
Because comfort foods like wings and pizzas have been selling off the charts during the health crisis.
Yeah.
So toss in some Cheetos and consumers do not stand a chance.
All right. They're launching it on 420,
yep.
right? That's when they're doing that.
Finally, Jeff's joke of the day. Care or don't care?
Care.
What do you call bad breath that sneaks up on you?
What?
Ninja-vitis.
Oh,
come on, you smile. That's Care Don't Care. Your phone tap's coming up right after this.
Grab a 30-day free trial of Live by Live Plus, and you'll get unlimited skips, commercial-free music, and all of the podcasts and live streaming events you can handle. Visit livexlive.com/podcast1 to learn more and start your free trial.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics, in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. That's right.